Hello, welcome to Ladies Corner. I'm your host, Ikechukwu Emilia. For some days now, the atmosphere has been caution on social media handle, TV, radio, even the society. Today we'll be talking on abuse on women. And with me on the studio is Anne. Hello, Anne.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining me on this program. So tell me, how has the atmosphere been for this for days now?
The atmosphere has been very hot since we had the rape case against the Kosa pastor by Bisola
Dakolo.
Dakolo.
Okay. So when you heard of this, what was your expression like since it involves a well-pronounced pastor in the society?
Okay, like you said, it's actually a well-pronounced pastor. We are actually surprised when we had a rape case against a pastor. Which a pastor should be someone against evil and not someone involved in evil.
Oh, you're saying a pastor should be one against evil, not one involved with evil.
Yes.
Okay. What can you say about parent-children relationship basically relating to this case? No, when you I know you must have heard of Bisola interview when she said about her father is what brought her closeness with the Pastor Biodo and others. So what can you say about
Okay,
this?
about parents and children relationship. According to Bisola, she said her father travels a lot and doesn't have time for them. Okay, firstly, parents don't have time for their children, especially those who work far away from their kids. And secondly, parents of these days actually make their children scared of them, either one way or the other. So children don't actually go to their parents telling them about things that happen around them because they're actually scared, and sometimes the parents are not even around to hear them.
Okay, you're saying that when it comes to parent-children relationship, the children find it very difficult in to open up to their parents in cases like this.
Yes.
Okay, so now, what do you think must have triggered Bisola Dakolo in speaking up after so many years?
Okay, like she said, she actually received insults in her Instagram, in her Twitter, and that's not the only case. She actually said that if a public figure like her can actually stand up and speak of herself, that every other woman can.
Oh yeah, every other woman can who have gone similar who have been in similar cases like this. Okay, like what do you think that actually made Bisola to gain so many publicity based on this case, because this is not the only rape case we have ever had in the history of Nigeria, but this case was actually the talk in town. Like what?
Okay, Bisola case was hard because firstly she's a public
Figure.
figure, that is
Okay.
firstly, and secondly is actually a rape case, and the society has actually want to go against rape cases and public abuse against women. You can actually imagine Bisola case was even protested by people on the streets. This has been the first rape case that actually taking people to the streets. So firstly, I'll actually tell you that because Bisola is a public figure. Okay, the week that Bisola rape case was against the
Goes up
Kosa pastor, the
okay.
same week a young girl too was actually abused. But we never heard of it. Only two or three celebrities was actually the one that we that actually we posted it.
Wow.
While Bisola cases was reposted by almost all the celebrities on my Instagram.
Oh, okay. Now you're saying basically that why people pay more attention to other people is because of your celebrity. So if I'm not a celebrity in Nigeria and I have a similar cases like this, that means there's a problem.
Your cases will just be had like a week, 2 weeks, 1 month, and everybody will go back to their normal life.
Oh, go back to the normal life. Wow, that word is interesting. Normal life in quotes. Okay. Now, my next question is, what stigmatization? How do we get rid of this in the society?
Okay, firstly, we actually have to, those women who have rape cases or which have been involved with rape cases should actually speak up from themselves. You cannot actually want those men which are involved in this rape case to go scot-free or to be put to bars when you don't stand up and speak. Okay, the government should actually be involved in this because the men which are involved in these rape cases should actually be taken to justice. they should be used as scapegoat to other men who have actual plans to rape
innocent girls. Oh, you mean innocent girls? Okay, now I want to ask again, like, the community, or rather the society, has been quite sometimes known for rape cases. Were you actually expecting a similar issue in the church as well?
Okay, I will not actually criticize anyone, but pastors are also human. Pastors also can sin. If Bisola rape case was actually in the church, that means any other church can have a rape case. Even if we have not heard of anyone yet, but if they can hear of Bisola, that Bisola stood up and spoke against a church about a rape case, that means other people who are involved or who is a victim of rape cases can actually speak up.
Wow, okay, you mean even people who are a victim of rape cases in your church can actually speak up?
Yes.
Okay, so now, what's your advice to women out there who is a victim in one way or the other?
Okay, my advice to women who are out there is, if Bisola who is actually
a public figure
can actually speak up and go all odds against what people will say about her, that means you can speak up for yourself, so those men will actually be put to bar, so they'll actually go to justice.
Okay, you mean they should speak up so the law can take its place in concerning those penetrators?
Yes.
Okay, so now, finally, before we leave, I would like to ask you this last question. This question is just one of the major questions throughout this week about the senator who you saw the video assaulted a lady in Abuja.
Okay, if a pastor can actually rape a girl, being a senator is not...
You're saying being a senator is not an excuse?
Yes, it's not an excuse for him not to abuse a woman. Okay, he actually abused a lady just because he has the power, because he knows he's in the power and maybe no one can do anything about it.
Okay, no one can do it because since he's a senator.
Yeah, maybe no one can do it because he thinks he's above the law. He have the money to shut down anybody that says anything about it. But now the society have stood up, have actually made it known to everybody that has been abused to actually come out so we can join hand and go against it.
Wow. I must say today this program is quite interesting, educating and more enlightening. So viewers out there, I know you're listening to this program, okay? And I want you to like speak up. Like she has said, okay, that you must speak up. Like the one of the best ways to get rid of stigmatization in our society is by speaking up. When you don't speak up, nobody's going to know what you're going through. Okay. We have come to the end of the segment today. But before I go, I would like to say that women are not the only victim to rape cases, even the male are. The most important is speaking up and standing by each other, and also to put an end to this menace to have a better society. Join me on my social media handle, Facebook Emilia Ike, Instagram Emilia Ike, Twitter Masono, then WhatsApp 0816-302463, and I repeat 0816-430-2463, and let's share our opinion concerning this video because I know you have a lot to say. See you next time on Ladies Corner, and don't forget, I remain your favorite host, Ikechukwu Eberemilia. Bye for now.